Coming up is the 25-kilometre marker and a small area called Bennett's Bluff, or the Million Dollar View, as it's called by the locals. Weather conditions allowing, we will be making a short stop here for a photo opportunity. On fine days, from Bennett's Bluff, you can look up the lake towards Glenorchy and Paradise and see the snow and ice on the mountains of the Mount Aspiry National Park, as well as looking over Pig and Pigeon Islands in the middle of the lake. There is an interesting piece of history that dates way before the arrival of Europeans about Pigeon Island. By now, on your travels through the South Island, you may be aware that the dominant Maori tribe of the South Island are called Ngāi-Tahu. However, before the arrival of the Ngāi-Tahu in the South Island, the dominant tribe of this lower part of the South Island were a Stone Age tribe called the Ngāti Mamoe. With the arrival of the Ngāi-Tahu and their dominance through warfare over the Ngāti Mamoe, the southern part of the South Island was one of the last areas that the Ngāti Mamoe occupied. A remaining memory of the vanished Ngāti Mamoe tribe is contained in the name Wawahi Waka, which is that of the island here in the upper part of Lake Wakatipu, which we now call Pigeon Island. Translated literally, the name Wawahi Waka means splitting canoes, and it owes its origins to the fact that the Ngāti came here to fell and split trees for the purpose of making wakas, or canoes. The tree they came here for was the totara. At one time, the totara grew plentiful on Pigeon Island, but as you will soon see, today the island is virtually treeless.